It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi neighbor, how are you feeling?
Ooh,
I'm fine, and I wanted to show you something right away. This is a magnifying glass. Does it make my eye look big? The further I keep it from my eye, the bigger it gets. What about my hand? Can you see my fingers? Does that make them look bigger? I want to get a book and show you with the book. This is a book that a friend of mine, Eric Carle, wrote, and it's been translated in many different languages. This one is in Japanese. So I'll put the magnifying glass right over the words here. These are the Japanese characters. And just making the words bigger doesn't help if you don't know what the words mean in the first place. Oh, there's the phone. Let's see who's on the phone. Hello? Hi, Joe. Certainly. Really? Oh, I'd like very much to hear him. Thank you. We will. We'll come over. All right, bye-bye. That was Mr. Negri at the music shop. He has a guest there who is a very fine guitarist, and he wants us to come over and meet him. Manuel Barreco is the guitarist's name. I've heard some of his recordings, and he is a splendid player. So let's just go now to Negri's music shop. Come along. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Fred.
Is Joe here?
Yes. He wants you to come in the back room.
Okay. I'll see you later. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Mr. Ryan.
I'm glad to see you and your dad today.
Hi. You met him, huh?
Yeah.
Mason.
Oh, here's Fred now.
Hey,
hi, Fred. I'm glad you could come over.
Thank
Fred
you.
Fred Rogers, Manuel Barreco.
I'm glad to meet you.
Very nice to meet you.
Oh, I'd like you to know my television neighbor, Mr. Barreco.
Hello.
I've listened to recordings of your beautiful guitar music, and I want very much to hear you live, if I may.
Would you like to hear some Bach, maybe?
Some Bach, one of our favorite composers, yes.
Yes?
Thank you.
I will play a jig for
a
jig. Bach.
A dance, a kind of dance.
That's right, yeah.
How do you know where to put your fingers? My goodness, yeah. They're all over the place.
Yeah. Well, I first teach them by teaching them how to do it very slowly first. Sort of like learn to walk before running. So I teach them slowly and then like and then slowly, you know, speed it up. Yeah.
Ooh, I love to hear that. Manuel plays all kinds of music, you know, but I wonder, could you play us something with a Spanish or maybe Cuban flavor?
Yes.
That you might remember?
Yeah. This is called a comparsa.
What are you doing up there with making a change?
Yeah, I have to lower the bass, the sixth string down to a D from an E. Because the piece is in D, so it makes it more possible to play the basses.
I see. Wow, it's just like it's a part of you, this instrument is. Yeah.
Anyway, la comparsa is called. Comparsa.
Is that a dance, Manuel?
Yes, it is a dance. Actually, la comparsa is a dance that will be danced through the streets during the times of Carnival.
Of Carnival. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, obviously, you didn't play like this when you started to play. I just wonder, what was one of the first things that you learned to play when you started the guitar? Because how old were you? Were you a young boy?
I was eight.
Eight years old?
Yes, when I began, yeah. And in fact, I first started playing Latin American popular music. Uh-huh. And then my teachers introduced me to the classical. And I remember one of the very first classical pieces that I played, and I just remember being very proud of that. It went something like this, like. Something like that.
Yeah. Did anybody else in your family play?
Oh, excuse me.
Yes. My sisters actually were the ones that began to play.
Tony! Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, sir.
Come on in. It's your friend.
And you loved it so much. There's Tony.
Hola, señor Roger.
Good to see you.
Manuel.
Tony.
Mucho gusto.
¿Cómo está?
Muy bien, encantado.
Un placer. I just had to show you this.
What is it? One of your toys.
Yeah, well, as you know, I have this toy costume and bookshop. And Manuel, I don't think, knows about it. But yeah. I just recently got this toy that the kids seem to love. And it's in the shape of a musical instrument.
Yeah, it's like a trombone.
Yeah, it's a kazoo in the shape of a trombone.
Play it for me.
And I've been practicing avidly. Yeah. Huh? Here it goes. Gotta get the feeling.
Okay.
There you go. But actually, I think if you played something together, that's why I came. To hear you play together.
Well, we haven't done it, but we'd love to. Want to try it?
Yeah. How about your special?
Yeah, okay.
It's special.
especial. That's for sure. Beautiful. You are special, Manuel.
That was special.
Thank you so much for that. What a treat. Do you know about his store?
I'd like to come visit if it's possible.
Sí, cómo no. Allí tenemos disfraces, juguetes, libros. De todo un poco.
Pues me encantaría cuando sea posible.
Sí. Would you like to join us?
I'd like to, but I need to get back to my place.
Oh.
Great to be with you,
next
though.
Time.
Thanks for being so special.
It was a great pleasure.
Okay,
thank
you, Jeff.
We'll see you later.
See ya.
Señor Roger.
Here, I'll try to get your guitar case. Huh? You can enjoy it over there.
There's only one in this wonderful world. Hi. See you later. Bye bye. They've been playing and practicing their music since they were children. Oh, I love listening to them play. They make me want to play too. Just hearing them play makes me want to come to the piano and. Have some make-believe now? Trolley? Let's try this on the trolley. Maybe on the letters up here. Neighborhood. Trolley. We've been pretending that King Friday the 13th wants to see inside everything. Inside, yeah. So he has commanded Corny to manufacture something for looking inside things. Well, let's think more about that as this trolley goes by the castle garden. You know the castle in the neighborhood of make-believe. Well, let's pretend that the trolley is going by the castle garden in the neighborhood of make-believe.
There's trolley.
Hello,
trolley.
Hola.
Are you sure you're ready,
claro,
Mouse?
Sí, 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 claro que sí, estoy más que listo.
So, you're ready for your surprise?
Sí, Su Majestad.
All right, cover your eyes with your paws.
Okay.
Now I'll go get it.
Pero es que es difícil esperar por una sorpresa.
Well, I hope you think it's a good one.
Está bien.
Mm-hmm. Now count to eight, and I'll be back.
Okay. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho.
There it is. There it is.
¡Qué bello!
Mm-hmm.
¡Qué hermoso! ¿Qué es?
It's a picture I made for you, H.M.
A ver, a ver. Una guitarra.
Mm-hmm.
Y otra guitarra. La tienda del señor Tony.
Uh-huh.
Y uno, dos, tres aros de hula hoop. ¡Cuatro aros de hula hoop! Uh-huh. Entonces quiere decir que lo hizo para mí.
Yes, I painted it just for you. And the closer you look, you'll see.
Ay, muchas gracias. Uh-huh. Muchas gracias, Su Majestad Reina Sara.
You're very welcome, Hula Mouse. Remember, look carefully. Farewell.
Hasta luego. Me dijo que lo tenía que mirar
con detenimiento.
Royal Hula Mouse, I presume?
Correcto, como siempre, Rey Viernes.
And what are you studying there, HM?
Ah, es un dibujo que me hizo Su Majestad la Reina Sara, y ella me dijo que lo mirara con detenimiento.
Oh, well, you'll have plenty of time for that. Right now, I need your help.
Oh, sí, sí, cómo no. Como siempre, estoy a sus órdenes, Su Majestad.
Yes, will you kindly ask Cornflake especially how he is coming with the looking inside things device?
El aparato para mirar dentro de las cosas.
That's exactly right. He should be finished by now. Simply bring it to the castle when he has it completed, so we can see inside of things.
¿Cómo no, Su Majestad? Será mejor que haga mi diligencia.
There's only one in this wonderful world. My Hula Mouse, you are special. How are you this fine day?
Bien, bien. ¿Cómo estás tú, señor Aver?
Bien, gracias. Oh, that's a great painting there, Hula Mouse.
Sí, es un dibujo que me hizo Su Majestad la Reina Sara.
Really?
¿Y qué es eso?
I didn't know Queen Sarah was such an artist.
¿Y qué es eso?
This?
¿Qué es eso?
This is a delivery for Lady Elaine Fairchild.
Ay, ¿tú crees que puedes ayudarme?
I'll be glad to try.
¿Me acompañas a la fábrica?
Come with you to the factory?
Sí.
Sí.
Vamos. Corny. Cornflake especially.
Well, hello there, gentlemen. How are you, Hula Mouse?
Hola.
And Mr. Aber?
Oh, just fine, thank you, Corny.
El Rey Viernes está listo para recibir su aparato para mirar dentro de las cosas.
I wondered when somebody might be coming for it. I'll go get it for you.
He's a man who manufactures.
Now, this is the best I can do for today. A look carefully device.
Look carefully device, you say?
Yeah, that's it. Now I have to get back to my rocking chair job. I'm very busy,
oh,
you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks. Bye.
Bye for now, Corny. What is it, Hula Mouse? What is...
Mira! Mira, neighbor Aber! Mira!
H.M., clear as day.
Yeah,
oh, that's great.
Y miras con mucho cuidado y...
Oh, I see it right there.
Ajá.
Oh, that's wonderful.
La reina Sara me dijo que observara con mucho detenimiento y...
Tres Hula Mouse.
Tres. Oh. Tres solamente. No, no, no. Hay otro más.
Wow. Four HMs. Good for you, Hula Mouse. You never know what you'll find if you look carefully, hmm? But, Hula Mouse, I think King Friday wanted a device that would look inside the wrapping so he could know what people are carrying.
Ah, eso no lo sabía. Entonces, posiblemente este no le guste.
Right. He might not like it.
¿Me acompañas a ver al rey?
Sure. As soon as I deliver this to Lady Elaine. Hey, Hula Mouse, how would you like to come along with me?
Está bien.
Vamos.
Vamos.
Uh-oh. Looks like Lady Elaine is...
Muy, muy, muy ocupada.
Right. So, we'll just do as she says. Uh-huh. Leave the delivery behind the wall.
Ajá, y entonces regresamos al castillo.
To the castle, if you will look carefully.
Mira con cuidado.
Listen carefully.
Escucha con cuidado.
You will find a lot of things carefully. Look,
mira,
look,
mira,
look,
mira,
and listen.
Well, welcome. You look as if you're having a wonderful time.
Oh, we are, Queen Sarah. And Hula Mouse found four HMs in the picture you painted for him.
Good for you, Hula Mouse. How did you find those HMs so quickly?
Oh, con este aparato que ayuda a mirar detenidamente.
Oh. We'll see what the king says.
Well, yes, Charlie.
That device was like our magnifying glass, wasn't it? It doesn't look inside of things. I wonder if King Friday will accept that. Well, we'll think more about that next time. Or how about making up your own story in the meantime? Make up your own make-believe. Sure, you've got good ideas. You can do that. It's time to feed the fish now. Ready for your food, fish? There. Such beautiful fish you are. Beautiful and special. Oh, look here. Here's the tiny trolley. See if that magnifies. There it is. Might look bigger, but it's still itself. Except for you, trolley. There's somebody at the door. Let's see who it is. It's Mr. McFeely. Mr. McFeely.
Did you deliver to you?
Well, I don't think I ordered anything.
Well,
today.
You didn't. But I was delivering something for Tony's shop.
Oh, Tony.
And he showed me something that he said he'd showed you earlier today.
Hmm. Oh, you mean the kazoo?
The kazoo, you are right.
Oh, well, what did you think of it?
Well, I bought it. There it is, my kazoo.
You bought it.
That's right.
Wow, that's a great instrument. But he was playing one just like that.
Well,
and are you able to play it?
You just sort of hum into it. You see?
Very good.
Oh, I have an idea.
What?
Let's do a duet.
All right. Ready? You and I playing together?
That's right. You on the piano.
All right.
And I'll play the kazoo.
You on the kazoo.
That's right.
Okay.
Here we go. Now, I think we should sort of tune up a little bit.
All right.
And maybe I'll try tuning up the kazoo. That's right. Mr. McFeely's my name.
Oh, right. Your name.
That's right. Okay. Now, I know. I'll do the speedy delivery song. All righty?
Very good.
Here we go. Speedy delivery on the kazoo.
Very good, Mr. Murphy. I wondered if you might sing it while
I
played it.
Alrighty. Sure. Here we go. If there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery. To you, speedy delivery, a kazoo delivery today.
Oh, you played that very well.
Well, thank you very much. I just thought I'd stop by. I have more deliveries to do, so that's what I'll do right now. I'll put this in my delivery pack and go on my delivery ways. Alrighty?
Okay.
That's speedy delivery to you. Well, I'll see you around the neighborhood, and maybe another day I'll stop by and we can do another duet. Alrighty?
I love everything that you bring, Mr. McFeely.
Well, thank you very much, and I'll just say speedy delivery to you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Do you ever sing that song to people? You know, if somebody asks you to get something for them, if I should say, would you please hand me this magnifying glass, and then you hand it to me and you say, speedy delivery to you. Do you have neighbors with whom you love to visit? People that you love to play with? I hope so. It doesn't matter how big or small or old or young they may be. Loving neighbors can be the best gifts in our whole living time. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new and I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You will have things that you'll want to talk about. And so will I. We'll have lots that we can think about and play. I like it when we're able to be together. Do you? I mean, here we are, television neighbors. Isn't that a good feeling? To know that we're alive and together. I'll be back next time. Bye.
For anyone who would like to know, here's the PBS Neighborhood online address.